Everybody, it's Kim. This is just a short video about the importance of, I think, what really makes me happy, and what's, looking back, something that's really made me happy is finding a dream or a passion that it could be a hobby, just something to work on at the present moment. It could be school, like say school. You keep going on the down parts, like on the parts that just aren't as exciting, because you know the outcome of what's worth it. So finding a passion or a dream or a challenge that has nothing to do with another person, something that you're working on by yourself to better yourself, it helps so much. You know, a goal that forces you to push yourself every single day, it's like working out. I don't know, it could be working out, it could be a marathon, it could be like I said, school. It could be something that you're interested in doing and moving, or just anything, honestly, anything, a painting class, something random, just anything. Because if you just pick something, you'll put yourself around people also who are trying to better themselves. But that goal has to be about yourself. It can't have to do with anything. It can't have to do with anyone else but yourself. It's just the most fulfilling thing. Something that really takes you away from everyone else, just, and it helps you focus on you. Something with a bigger picture to it. If you don't even know what it is, and like, I mean, no idea, try to think about what you do in your free time, what you're interested in. Just work on it. Just keep looking up things that interests you. Or do something like working out, bettering your body. See, working out, it's this weird thing where people think that it's either for you or it's not. Moving your body is something that you have to do. You have to do it for your body to circulate correctly. Okay? Even if it's walking. Your muscles. It's my muscle, right? It's here. If I don't work it out, it's barely doing anything. It feels like shit every day if I'm not doing barely anything. And what happens to this muscle, there's no science involved. This is not a fact. This is just my opinion. What happens to this muscle is it feels like a piece of shit at the end of the day, or weak, because I mean, it can't be a daily thing. It's got to, you know, rest and revive. But this muscle needs attention. It's here. Our muscles are here to function our bodies. Like, this muscle's working now while lifting a food to my mouth. But see, it needs more than that. It needs more than that. It needs more attention than that. So if it doesn't get it, and I mean this muscle, this muscle, this muscle, this muscle, the legs, oh my God, the legs are the worst. You ever go home from work and you have like restless leg, whatever syndrome, or you just feel anxious? It's your muscles, man. They need to be exhausted. Okay. So working out is neither for you or not for you. No. I don't buy it, so don't sell it. Now, this is just a random vlog because I found that when I kind of let go and ease up on not doing something that's for me, a random goal, challenge, or just the daily grind of working out, going to school, filling my mind with good things, I kind of get lazy. I'm worried about the wrong things. It's just not... Nix that. Only few will get that. No, but I've really realized that it lights a fire under me when I have something that I want to do that is a goal with a finished, or honestly, not even with a finished like deadline or anything like that. It could be like, again, like working out. It could be a daily thing. I mean, when you start working out, your body hates you. It feels almost, when I started working out recently, in the last few months, because before that I was really injured, blah, 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 whatever. I felt sick when I started working out again. And I wasn't in shape. I like working out. I love it. Keeps me sane. But, you can only imagine how not sane I was for not working out for as long as I did. Yeah. But see, even if you're injured, dude, you gotta do something. That's a whole nother vlog for a whole nother time. Anyway, I slacked for a year. I'll just say that. I'll own it. But it lights a fire under your ass when you're building something for yourself, has nothing to do with anyone else. please just do that. Find something, some sort of challenge to push yourself, whether or something that you've been thinking about doing. Please go do it. But it lights a fire under your ass when you're building something for yourself. It has nothing to do with anyone else. Please just do that. Find something, some sort of challenge to push yourself, whether or something that you've been thinking about doing. Please go do it.